And good morning. I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Got Richard Blakely on this morning, and Richard over at the DuQuoin State Fair has a few interviews lined up for us. So we'll just go ahead and send it over to Richard.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the DuQuoin State Fair as we're ready for the 2023 DuQuoin State Fair. And joining me at the other mic now is Josh Gross, the director of the DuQuoin State Fair. Josh, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you guys for providing the facilities here to do the broadcast. We've done this for several years. And one of the things I look forward to every year is coming down here, getting a preview of the fair.
Richard, I want to throw in there. I understand they canceled the Twilight Parade this year that typically kicks off the start of the DuQuoin Fair.
That's something everybody looks forward to here in Southern Illinois.
Yeah, that's a tough decision. You know, we went back and forth. We consulted with IDPH, the governor's office, and us internally at the Department of Ag. You know, our number one priority every year is to keep the fairgoers safe. Safety is just something that you have to account for at all times. And when you talk about a parade where you're getting large groups of people clumped up together, that heat factor just starts to increase exponentially. And unfortunately, we just did not see that that was worth the risk that we were going to take. So we decided to cancel that this year and make some other adjustments this evening, moving the rodeo to Sunday, condensing motocross to Saturday, and moving the Fairy Tales on Ice grandstand show into the Southern Illinois Center, which is temperature controlled. So again, we're trying to do everything we can to kind of mitigate the risks.
And
yeah, the long-term forecast for the fair looks really good. I think we're going to get a little bit of a break that is going to kick in tomorrow, hopefully by tomorrow evening. And then of course, Sunday on looks very good for us. So hopefully we can, like you said, make through this next 24 hours and be on the homeward stretch.
You know, and that is something that always affects the fair, the temperature, and you mentioned it there early. We've had hot days at the fair. I mean, that's just, it's Southern Illinois, it's end of August, it's going to be hot.
Absolutely. You just get used to this, and it's almost kind of a running joke around, you know, Southern Illinois, is it could be perfect weather for the entire month of July and most of the month of August, but the day the fair gets here, it's going to get hot.
And rain, usually.
And rain, usually.
So tell us some of the things going on at the fair this year. Anything new, anything different at the fair this year?
Sure. The carnival, they were new to us last year, was North American Midway, and we got nothing but positive reviews. People loved the rides, the cleanliness, the staffing. They actually did so well, and the relationship worked so well, that they brought three new rides this year, one of which is a Flying Dumbo ride, which is brand new. I think this is only the first week they've ever actually used it. So I think the carnival is still newish, and so if you didn't experience that last year, definitely come out for that. And our livestock entries are up, our home show entries are up, the food vendors, we have more than we've had in recent years. We've got a craft bazaar this weekend that's new. We haven't done that in a number of years. That's located in the second heat building, which coincidentally is air conditioned, which is a great place to go kill some time.
Yeah, definitely today.
Yes, exactly. So, and then we kept a lot of the things that people just keep telling us they like the water skiing and the thrower axe and the dog axe and things like that.
You know, I'm ag-related, ag background, and the livestock shows have increased. You said they're getting better every year. Numbers are up. It's just something that's growing. I was up at the state fair and watched some livestock shows on the first Saturday of the fair up at Springfield, and they have great numbers up there. Hopefully we can get them back here at some point.
Yeah, I'm going to give kudos to Director Costello on this one, because youth livestock, it was his number one focus, I think, when he got into the director's office. And he's pushed that both through what we do here at the DuQuoin Fairgrounds and the Springfield Fairgrounds, as well as just anything that he can do statewide to help expand, you know, that group. So I think we're going to continue to see the numbers increasing. I do feel like it's definitely something that's trending up.
You have some ag exhibits. I saw some machinery from two or three different dealers driving in this morning. That is, I think, up too. I did not notice that much last year.
Yeah, last year, people still dealt with those inventory issues last year. A lot of the dealers just couldn't get the equipment they wanted. So I think some of those problems still exist, but they are getting better. And we see that. We saw that at the Illinois State Fair. I have some good friends in Missouri State Fair said the same thing. And then we see that here as well, where, just like you said, those lots are getting full again like they used to be.
I can remember that when I was growing up. That's one of the big things, again, coming off the farm, coming down, seeing that new equipment.
Oh, I mean, like climbing up in a combine when I was about 8, and you just think of how massive they are at the time. And, yeah, I mean, that's fairs like this, there's so many things that you don't think about that the kids enjoy. I think it was Susanna Mendoza was down a couple years ago and said her kids at that time had never seen a cow or something. It was her first year in office. It was a number of years ago. So getting to come down here and see that livestock for the first time was just kind of a really cool thing.
Some of the shows you talk about, the fair tales on ice. What other shows do you have coming in?
Yeah, so our grandstand lineup's pretty full. We've got a number of country acts. We've got Randy Houser, Dustin Lynch, Carly Pierce. We've got Larry the Cable Guy, for anybody that just needs to laugh, like we all do. We've got Flo Rida, who's a hip-hop artist. And then, of course, we've got three nights of harness racing, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we've got the car racing on Saturday during the day and Sunday night.
That Sunday night race here, those I really enjoy. And being a race fan, seeing A.J. Foyt drive on this track, seeing Roger Ward, Alan Bobby Unser, that's how far back I go to seeing races on this track. 1961, I think, was my first race here at DuQuoin.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I haven't been every year, but I've been a great number of the years. Work schedules, that's not allowed me at times. But it's something I look forward to. I mean, drivers, we talked about Foyt, Unser, and Andretti, and those drivers in that generation. Jeff Gordon raced on this track.
Yep.
Made a comment on an interview here a few months ago. The worst wreck he had was here at DuQuoin.
I've heard him say that a couple of different times now. I don't know if that's something we want to have claim to.
Hey, but Jeff Gordon, people recognize the name. That tells you the quality of drivers. Kyle Larson drove here a few years ago. So there's always been a history of the top drivers coming here to DuQuoin. Tony Stewart, I mean, how many times has he drove here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've had every big name racer that you just mentioned and a lot that we didn't mention have all raced here at one point or another. Last year, I got a lot of old audio tapes from the old races, and I was going to try and have them playing over a PA system at different times. I couldn't quite get it all worked out technically, but I did have a clip of where they said, Foyt's on fire. My God, Foyt's on fire. And I was just going to play that, and I thought that was a really neat thing.
So it's so much going on. And something you've done this year, you talk about Larry the Cable Guy. You've brought a Labor Day night show back to the fair for the first time in many years.
You know, we actually had one a couple of years ago. We had Ron White came in.
Oh, that's right.
And we did it then, and it was very well received. I think it was our second biggest show that year. And Larry's show has got a great amount of tickets sold to it already, so I think that's going to be in the same ballpark. But, you know, it's one thing that we've made a conscious effort these last couple of years is things have gotten harder, I think, on the general public. It's just the nature of what the last few years have been to us. I think adding comedy to the fairs is the way to go because we all need a laugh.
You know, Bob Hope was here on Labor Day night. Red Skelton was here on Labor Day night. Jerry Lee Lewis. I mean, there's been some big-time performers here on that Labor Day night show.
Yeah, that used to be the marquee night.
Yeah.
I've talked to my dad about that and my grandma before she passed. And they would. That's when everybody got dressed up, and they had the nicest dinner they had, and they came out here. So, yeah, I think if we can get that tradition back to where that's kind of the cap of the fair, I think I'll be happy.
Josh, thank you for taking a few minutes. We got to get some breaks in here, and we got to pay for our work.
I understand. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Good luck, and I'll be seeing you throughout the fair.
Sounds good. Thanks, sir.
Back to the studios now. We'll have word from our sponsors. Back with an interview with Josh Downs, the mayor of DuQuoin, right after this. Welcome back to the DuQuoin Fair. Again, I'm Richard Blakely. That was Josh Gross, the director of the fair and part of the Ag administration here in the state of Illinois. We're going to go in the interview now that I did with Mayor Josh Downs here at DuQuoin, recorded a couple of nights ago as his schedule would not permit him to come out and be with us today. Here is DuQuoin Mayor Josh Downs.
Mayor, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you?
Things are going just fine now. This is your first year as Mayor of DuQuoin, with the fair being as you're part of the fair there at DuQuoin. Tell us a little bit about what you have found out behind the scenes that you didn't see, that the public doesn't see.
Oh, gosh. I've lived in DuQuoin for a long time and worked out there when I was when I graduated high school. So I've got kind of a little bit of background knowledge on it, I guess. But, the staff out there puts in, a large number of hours in the coming, the weeks and months before the fair. And so, nothing really special to talk about, just a lot of hard work and blood, sweat, and tears to make it appear the way that it does on Friday.
Friday's always the day that everybody worries about. Opening day, ceremonies Friday afternoon, the parade. One thing you can't control is the weather, and that might be a problem this afternoon.
Yeah, well, you know, as of today, they canceled the parade on Friday due to the heat. So, you know, obviously a disappointing decision as a Ducoin resident and as the mayor, but it was the right decision. You know, heat index is going to be over 110, I think, and you just don't want people out in band uniforms and costumes. And even with the reduced length of that parade from what it was years ago out on Route 51, you know, the heat on that asphalt would have just been dangerous for everybody. So, again, disappointing, disappointed with the result, but I agree with the decision.
It probably is the right decision to make at this point with the weather forecast. I agree with you on that. And then for the spectators staying along the route, staying there, you know, they may be on the grass, but he's still coming off the asphalt. They're going to be very close to that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it would have been dangerous for everybody. You know, you can't get enough water or Gatorade in your body when you're out in, you know, over 100-degree temperatures for an extended period of time. So, yeah, better safe than sorry.
Tell us about some of the events coming up this coming week at the fair.
Well, gosh, they've got concerts, you know, starting this weekend, going all the way through the next week. I think they've got some motorcycle races. They canceled them on Friday, but they're still having them on Saturday. You know, the free entertainment at the beer tent. You know, I would encourage everybody to find one of the free booklets that are around town that kind of give you the rundown of all the events. You know, same as in years past, there's all kinds of free entertainment, something for everybody is kind of how I described it. And so we hope that people will still come out and enjoy all that the fair has to offer.
There's so much going on there at the fair, from what's going on at the Expo Hall on the north side of the fairgrounds to the events in the big building south of the fairgrounds, the grandstand events, and not the midway and all the other things going on the ground. So much to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that they moved the Fairy Tales on Ice that was supposed to be in the grandstand Friday night. They moved that down to the Southern Illinois Center so that that's indoors as well. And so, you know, the first day, really Friday, is the one day that that weather, I think, will have impact. If you look ahead at the 10-day forecast, I think the next highest temperature day is supposed to be like maybe 92 or 93. There's no rain in the forecast. The rest of it is low to mid, maybe a few high 80s days. So, you know, I told somebody today if it's going to be hot weather at some point, I would rather be the week leading up to the fair as opposed to the week of the fair. So, yeah, there's a ton to offer. Rides for the kids. I know my kids are excited. And so there's always a ton of stuff to do. So.
You got the livestock shows that will be taking place over there. You have the FFA events that take place on Monday, I think, at Farmyard Follies. Things for all age groups and people to see and do. And so much of it, as you mentioned, is free.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been here for a long time, went to school here starting in fourth grade, and the current fair manager and previous fair managers always tried to get as many free things as they could because, you know, not everybody can afford to go to Disney World or Holiday World, but everybody most of the time can afford to come to the DuPont Fair and enjoy something for free and make their kids feel special, you know, in the same aspect. So,
and the DuPont Fair, I'm a little older than you are, was always the weekend before or the week before school started. You always had that last hurrah at the DuPont Fair as you're getting ready to go back to school.
Correct. So when I graduated eighth grade in 1999, I graduated eighth grade in about the first or second week of June because we were one of the last classes to start school after Labor Day. And so I kind of had a little bit of that history and a little bit of it the way that it's now starting, last week. So Yeah, it's you know, it's changed over the years, but you know, the people that have the memories of starting school after the fair are getting a little bit older these days. So,
well, I graduated grade school in 1964. Like I said, I got a few years. So, that's wrapping up the Labor Day weekend. You got the car races Saturday and Sunday there at the fair, and the DuQuoin Fair has a history of having some great car races.
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite things about the fair. You know, I try to attend both races if my schedule allows, and any more with young kids and work events, you never know what's going to come up. But yeah, a lot of this there. Tony Stewart, Ken Schrader, some of the more recent names. Yeah, it's a great thing to have those the last weekend and kind of close out the fair, and you know, hope to continue that tradition for many years to come. So,
I was listening to a NASCAR broadcast on television earlier this year. I think it's been the last couple of years anyway, and they was interviewing Jeff Gordon, and the question was, Jeff, what was the worst wreck you ever had? And without hesitation, he said, at DuQuoin, Illinois, going over the fence, out of the track. So that tells you how good the drivers have been at DuQuoin. Kyle Larson drove down there about 10 years ago. So, I mean, it's really a place where young drivers learn how to learn their craft.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And, you know, the improvements that the fair made, that the state made going back, gosh, probably 15 or 20 years ago, maybe even longer than that now, where they put the concrete retaining walls in and the fencing and stuff. You know, there was, I can remember when I was in junior high, there was, you know, it would happen quite a bit where cars would go over the railing, you know, kind of like he said. And so that would take them out of commission for quite a while. And so when the state put those barriers in, I think that kind of secured the future of the Magic Mile at DuQuoin for a long time. So we're very thankful for that.
And one thing back at the fair this year, a little bit more prevalent is the harness racing. You have it scheduled for three or four after late afternoon, early evening events in front of the grandstands.
Yeah, that's a huge thing for us. You know, I had the Hamiltonian for how many years, but that's been gone for quite a while now too. So there's a lot of harness racing fans, not only in DuQuoin but in the Southern Illinois region, and we're thankful to you know, to the fair administration for continuing to offer those year in and year out as much as they can, and we hope that the people will continue to attend and enjoy the history of harness racing here at DuQuoin.
I remember going to the Hamiltonian with my parents. That was one of the days they allowed me to, well, we didn't miss school back then, but they allowed me to go with them down to the Hamiltonian every year for a number of years, and that is just, it was exciting to go see something that was a national stage.
Absolutely, yeah, and what a great memory that that is for you to still have that, you know, like you said, a few years ago. But yeah, the fair has been a source of you know, great memories for me and everybody else who grew up in DuQuoin, and you know, we hope our kids and the future generations feel the same way about it.
Mayor, I thank you for taking a few minutes to visit with us, and we wish you all the luck this week at the DuQuoin Fair. I hope the weather's great, attendance is up, and the fair just keeps growing back to where it was when I was 16 years old. And that's long before you, but it was a major event at that time, let me tell you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we hope to continue, you know, the progress that the administration's made out there into the future, and to secure the fair for years to come. So thanks for having me, Richard. I appreciate it.
That was Josh Downs, the mayor here in DuQuoin, and an interview I taped earlier this week with him. Again, repeating, the fair parade that was scheduled for tonight has been canceled, and also the Disney on Ice show, Fairy Tales on Ice show, excuse me, not Disney, Fairy Tales on Ice show, that was scheduled to be on stage here at the main grandstands, has been moved to the Southern Illinois Center on the south edge of the grounds here in the building where it is air conditioning. So anyway, those changes have been made. Let's take another moment out, and I'll be back with another interview. Have some royalty coming up here in just a few moments. You're listening to WHCO
Real Country Radio in Sparta. I'm Richard Blakely back here at DuCoin in just a moment. Welcome back here to DuCoin. I'm Richard Blakely. Thank you for being with us today. The DuCoin Fair starts this evening here at the fairgrounds. Open ceremonies, I think, around 4:30 or 5 o'clock here at the fairgrounds. And then they have all the, everything's pretty much free tonight. Parking, all, I'm not sure about parking. Let me back up on that. That may not be correct. But anyhow, this is sort of a come in, see what the fair has. As we're going to show you a little bit of everything, the Fairy Tales on Ice show has been moved to the air conditioned expo building on the south side of the fairgrounds. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow. Supposed to start cooling off tonight and then continue into next week with some great weather for the fair this coming week. So come out and see a lot of the shows, a lot of things going on here. One more interview for you. I caught up with Paige Van Dyke. She is the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen. She won the Clay County Fair Queen contest, then won the contest of all the fair queens in January in Springfield. So here's my interview with Paige Van Dyke.
We're back for DuCoin this morning, and I'm visiting Paige Van Dyke, the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen for 2023. Paige, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to be here at DuCoin later today.
Yes, I will be.
Tell us a little bit about some of the things you're going to be involved in here at DuCoin.
At DuCoin, I'm going to be there for opening weekend. So I'll be at the five stock shows, I'll be in the parade, and I'll just be walking around enjoying some fair events.
You've been at the fair before, I know that.
Yes, I have been at DuCoin. I've exhibited livestock there many years.
And you're Miss Clay County. Tell us a little bit about how you won that title a year ago.
So I was Miss Clay County in 2022, and then after I won it at my county level, I then went to the state level and competed in January for the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen title and was fortunate enough to receive that title, and I ran over the Illinois State Fair and the DuCoin State Fair.
You have a lot of other events that you have to be present for.
Yes, I do. So I was at the Illinois State Fair all 11 days. I traveled all across the state this summer to 20 county fairs promoting the agriculture and livestock industry.
You come from a farm?
Yes, I do come from a grain and livestock farm in southern Illinois.
Tell us a little bit about your background in agriculture.
Yes, so I was born, like I said, I was born and raised on my family's farm. I started exhibiting sheep ever since I could practically walk, and cattle since the age of 12. I've exhibited sheep and cattle all across the state and national shows. I held many titles in 4-H and FFA, as well as the North American, as well as the North American Red Angus event, their junior board president.
So you've got a very extensive background in agriculture. You're going to Oklahoma State today, and you're a senior out there. Tell us what you're going to be doing after you get out of school.
Yes, so I'm a senior at Oklahoma State University, where I'm majoring in agricultural communications with a minor in special education. My long-term goal is to bring an ag program for special needs students.
That would be an interesting challenge.
Yes, but I look forward to it, and hopefully after I get a few jobs under my belt working for different ag and breed associations, start to form that and bring an ag program for special needs students.
How long are you Miss Illinois Fair Queen?
So I was crowned in January, and I'll give my title back up in January of 2024, so just in a few short months.
Been a lot of traveling, though.
Yes, a lot of traveling.
How many trips did you make back from Oklahoma State to Illinois during your spring semester?
I was back and forth for the, I can't even count how many times.
You got a lot of miles on.
Yes.
A good few. And I'm going to make one disclaimer. Paige is my granddaughter, and I'm very proud to call her that.
Well, thank you, Richard. It's been a pleasure to be here and talk with you.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back. Yeah, Paige is my granddaughter. I knew the answers to almost every one of those questions, but I had to play it as a straight interview. Again, very, very talented young lady, and she has been showing sheep in county fairs at Marion County, Clay County, as long as I can remember. So very, very talented young lady there in Paige Van Dyke. She will be here this weekend going back to Oklahoma State school Sunday afternoon. So fair opens this evening with their opening ceremonies here in front of the grandstands. I think those are scheduled for 5 o'clock tonight. No parade tonight at the fairgrounds as is usual.
just because of the heat and trying to protect the fan, the people coming out, the spectators, everyone here at the fair. Weather's supposed to start improving tomorrow. Highs next week in the 80s, so it's going to be a great week for the fair. Lots going on here at the DuQuoin State Fair this coming week, all the way through Labor Day. Some great shows in the grandstands. Car racing Labor Day weekend. Larry the Cable Guy on Labor Day night here at the grandstands. Just a great week of fair and a great week to come out and enjoy what Southern Illinois has to offer. I'm going to wrap it up here. Say thanks to Jeff for all his work back at the studios. We will see you next Friday, as I'll be over at the Expo building with more. Already have an interview lined up with Shane Cochran, a driver in the car race, Sober Crown race here on next Sunday night, week from Sunday night. So anyway, that's what's coming up. And we will see you then. Again, I'm Richard Blakely. This is Real Country Radio, WHCO in Sparta. We'll see you later. So long, everyone, from the DuQuoin State Fair.